Tamika, T-A-M-I-K-A, Webert, W-E-B-B-E-R-T, 62071. Patient was seen on 5/20. 53-year-old woman, widowed times 5 years. Her husband died of heart failure, has 3 children. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She is being evaluated today for possible palliative care at home because of her severe pain and multiple medical issues and problems, period. In the paragraph, she used to be a driver for Metrolift till 5 years ago. She's still able to drive, but she's not driving because of anxiety and panic attacks, period. She has a severe history of PTSD, social anxiety, panic attacks, who she sees a therapist and a psychiatrist at the same time, period. She's very thin, she's weak, she's lost weight, but part of the weight loss is because of gastric sleeve. 3 years ago, she used to weigh 265 pounds. Her weight's gone down to 142. She's also had a Nissen procedure for severe gastroesophageal reflux, period. In the paragraph, she also has a stimulator in her left knee for pain control and has had multiple neck and back surgeries, including lumbar spine, cervical spine, and fusion in the cervical spine, causing her chronic pain and failed back syndrome. Family history, mom's alive with hypertension, dad died of cancer of the kidney, allergy, Demerol, and tape. Medication includes albuterol, inhaler, 2 puffs 4 times a day. Hang on. Rest of the medication includes Lipitor, 40 milligram once a day. Zofran, PRN, 4 milligram for nausea and vomiting. Xanax, 2 milligram twice a day per psychiatrist. Tizanidine, 4 milligram 3 times a day. Zyrtec, 10 milligram a day. Diclofenac, 50 milligram. 2 tablets daily, PRN. Paxil, 40 milligram once a day. Topamax, 25 milligram twice a day. Promethazine for nausea and vomiting. Furoset for headache, PRN. Those are her medication list. Also, she has a history of smoking, tobacco abuse in the past, and she has COPD where she takes the albuterol for at this time. Period. Recent hospitalization was for back injection about 6 weeks ago. Blood pressure is 126 over 95, or two side 96%, pulse 76. Heart pulses, one pulse for 2 lungs, few bronchi, but clear abdomen, soft lower extremity, trace edema, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Patient has difficulty ambulating because of her severe back pain and failed back syndrome. Assessment, 53-year-old woman with severe pain, failed back syndrome, anxiety, panic attacks, social anxiety, sees a psychiatrist, psychotherapist, and high-dose alprazolam to control her symptoms, period. In the paragraph, she's also had multiple back and neck surgeries and history of severe panic attacks, period. In the paragraph, none of the findings are consistent with palliative and or hospice care at home. I recommended for her to continue with her pain specialist, even though it's hard for her to get to the hospital. That's the best course of action at this time. She also has a left knee pain, which has a stimulator in place to control her pain and gives her more mobility and increases her activity. Her COPD is very mild. She's no longer smoking. She likes to be more active since she's able to drive, but her grandson drives her car at this time. She has no issues with incontinence and still able to care for herself as far as her ADLs are concerned. Thank you.